Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
We met 30 years ago. He won't remember it, but I do. I was told by a professor of mine in 1993 to go interview two people whose jobs I wanted to take. And it wasn't his, but I went and interviewed Phil Witt at Fox 4, and I went and interviewed Skid Rohde at KY102. And as I was leaving, I bumped into the guy sitting to my right. I said, "Hi, my name's Scott." He said, "I'm Marty." Marty Wall, legendary.
To my mom on a good day.
How are you, my friend? It's so good to see you.
I'm doing very well. I'm glad that they set up the plexiglass here. It's good to see that the restraining order is still in effect.
Well, we did that during COVID.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like a lot of freaking good that does.
And here's the problem.
It's like, what is it? It's like 4 foot by 4 foot. Look, you can see the germs bouncing over the plexiglass.
Can you see the spittle that's on the glass?
I can.
And
could
disgusting.
Somebody clean this dump up?
Just make sure you don't sneeze upward and you should be okay.
How have you been, man?
Oh, I've been so good. I did get the heebie-jeebies walking in here, because last time I walked out of here with a cardboard box. And so it's a little freaky. This is where I got fired. It's also where I started. Not this building. I started at KMBZ in October of 1987.
Now we're going to get to this in just a minute.
Ooh, I didn't tell him.
All right, so you're going to need to tell him during the next commercial break.
Okay.
And it'll be the song that we come back with.
Okay. If he can find it. Okay.
He'll find it.
Oh, I'll look deep.
But you worked at KMBZ in the 1980s.
Yes, I did.
When KMBZ had a split personality, mm-hmm. and it didn't know what it was.
That's correct.
And it was news talk in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Rush Limbaugh at that point in middays,
so,
and then music in the afternoons.
When I got there, actually, it was still music in the mornings and music in the middays, which was my shift.
Was Ray Dunaway doing it?
And Ray Dunaway was my boss and biggest ape in the ape house. It was just that was an old school, everything we always thought radio was kind of radio station. Those people needed serious professional help. Yeah. And we're on the air every day and getting paid for it. But no, we played records in the morning and in the afternoon, and then we went to sports talk in the afternoon at 3. Actually, when
with Don Fortune?
I think Don had left.
Okay.
John Doolittle and Kevin Wall were
John
the two
Doolittle.
Guys that did it.
Wow.
By the way, we all still need some serious professional help. We just cover it up better.
Great. And by the way, if you're tuning in right now, I'd just like to point out that it's going to be 4 hours of nothing but my stale memories. I'll be talking about people you never even knew existed. That's right, four solid hours of stuff you do not care about.
Three, because you have to go to Lawrence this afternoon, because you're the voice of the Kansas football team.
The stadium voice, yeah, the public address.
Where are they playing now?
Rock Chalk Park for the spring game, and then they'll be at Sporting for, two or three games at the beginning of the year, and then they will be at Arrowhead for the rest of the season next year.
So they're doing their non-conference games at Sporting.
Sporting.
And then all conference games are at Arrowhead.
Right.
They're going to tear that field up.
Well, they're going to be good.
Well, I hope so.
I think they're going to be good.
But they're going to, you play a Saturday game, and then a Sunday Chiefs game is what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, when the current was playing out at Sporting Park, you know, I'm a season ticket holder for Sporting. That
bragger.
Field, well, I am a bragger. that field was trash. Trash after the current would play on a Saturday and Sporting would play on a Sunday, or they would play on multiple Saturdays back to back. That they trashed that field.
I think that there was some consideration for when what the Chiefs schedule was like, what those Sunday games and when the Saturdays would happen, et cetera.
Right.
Because I don't think they were going to lock, stock, and barrel hand it over to Kansas just for, you know, goodwill. But KU found itself in the original plan was to try and play over there with one side of the stands, which was the east side of the stands, still intact.
Which would be where the students.
Right. So there'd be no, where are the students going to go? Because your season ticket holders are going to go there. And they were talking about putting us up on, in trailers on lifts, the people who are in the press box. And then there would have been limited seating there too. So, normally there's probably, 12 people in my box up there. And I can imagine that would have been cut in half.
How long have you been doing that?
I will enter my 17th year my 17th season.
Didn't Hank Booth used to do that?
Briefly, yep. Well, not that briefly. I think he did it for about 5 years. Yeah. So a guy named Professor Harold Hill, but Howard Hill at KNU Radio. Again, compelling memories from 100 years ago.
No, this is fun. To,
anyway.
These are names that people recognize.
So, but Howard did it forever, and I always wanted to be like Howard, and I just love that job. I love my university, and when the chance came, I took it. And the funny story is that Hank had fallen, had a very serious injury.
You know, he passed just recently.
I did, yeah. And Hank was a great guy.
Yes, he
and
was.
Hank, especially later in life, became a mentor to a lot of kids. He was always involved in 4-H down in Lawrence, but in Radio Kids anyway. This is a guy whose family owned the radio stations in Lawrence, where Scott and I both worked. Anyway, Hank falls, and this is, I don't like cell phones anyway. I'd be fine without this thing. Give me a pager or, a couple of cans with a wire string between them.
A pager.
But, so I've lost my cell phone, and it's in the fall. And I finally find it, and there's like 50 calls from KU. I was like, what's this? So I call KU, and they say, Hank had this accident. We need somebody to do the basketball game tomorrow night and the Iowa State game on Saturday. And I said, okay, yeah, I'm ready to go. They said, well, we got the women's guy to come over and do the basketball game. So he'll do this one, and then we'll have you do the Iowa State game. Okay. And that's the way it's been ever since.
I'll be darned.
So KU's, the voice of Allen Fieldhouse is not me, because I didn't have my phone. Not that Eric does a great job, but I'm happy to do football. I love it. It's, seven times a year versus 15 or 16, whatever basketball is.
So you played when KMBZ was a music station.
Yes.
You spun the last record before it became an all-talk station.
I did. I was on an island because they took so long to figure out what they were doing, which is so uncommon for radio because, it's a regular Algonquin roundtable here on a regular basis, only the best and brightest. But anyway, these people could not figure out what they were doing, and so they just slowly, like a Jenga, took apart the radio station to fit in the pieces they thought would work. So I was literally playing records in the end for 2 hours on an otherwise all news talk radio station. They brought in Rush Limbaugh, who had worked at KMBZ actually,
correct,
as a, here in town.
He was a reporter. He was a commentator. Yeah, commentator.
And they said, well, Marty, we're going to take 3 hours of your show because we're bringing in Rush Limbaugh. And I was like, what took you so long? He was a phenomenon, a radio phenomenon. And just killing it in every market. I said, fine. They were ready to fire me. I said, no, I don't know. What else do you want me to do? Well, we still got these 2 hours. So I spun records and talked to, theater critics and, people who made decoupage stuff and whatever the hell you talked about in the middle of the day and played Bobby Goldsboro and did that every day until finally they said, okay, that's it. We're putting out their talkers on.
So you spun the last musical record.
On this station.
On this radio station.
I believe that is true.
And when we come back, I asked you in an email earlier this week, what was the song? And you said, wait until Friday.
Yeah.
So I still have no idea the last record spun on KMBZ.
Now I feel like I'm giving a way too much lead buildup. But yes, we'll play that for you
when we get back. And by the way, Sam,
are we taking a break already?
Well,
what do you do on this station? Don't you provide some content? Is it time for another set of commercials?
No. We'll do content in just a second. But we're also going to do mixtape today.
Okay.
Have you ever played mixtape?
No.
You know anything about mixtape?
No.
I'll explain it to you when we get back.
Okay.
But you're going to love this game. We'll do, Sam, we'll do mixtape at 4:45.
I don't see why not.
Because he's got to fly out of here at 5.
Let's do it.
And get to KU. And then of course, we'll do Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock. But I'll go through.
I have heard Festivus Friday.
I'll go through the mixtape here and see what categories we can come up with. And then I'll explain mixtape when we get back. And the song that we come back with will be the last song ever spun in its entirety.
You can find it.
I'll find it.
Please.
Okay, I'll go in and tell him.
He's the master of disaster. He'll find it.
Okay.
Here on KMBZ. Marty Wall joining us here today, filling in for Dana Wright on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.